Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, it's that time of the day. Time for our friend Julius Page. Last time we spoke, we were in the middle of a very, very heated pit basketball of the 2000s draft. And Julius, Ron winds up winning by blowout. How did you feel about this? I felt very hurt.
I wouldn't say that I felt hurt, but congratulations to Ron. I'm not going to hate on Ron. He took the smart way. He picked the all-paper team is what I like to call it.
Well, thank you, Julius, for not holding a grudge against me. I only picked the best player of the 2000s in DeJuan Blair, and I also picked the only player from that era who's had his jersey retired. It's really magnanimous of you to give me a little bit of credit for doing that. I appreciate it.
You like how I gave you a little bit and then threw a jab in there at the same time?
Well, that's all right. I mean, I did not, you know, I know Starkey's a poor loser, and I guess anybody who says is a good loser is what? A good loser is a loser, right? So I appreciate you being so competitive, but there's no doubt in anybody's mind that I had the best team. I think we can agree on that.
Well, I definitely disagree with that comment there, because your team definitely wouldn't win and wouldn't come close.
Well, DeJuan and Brandon might have something to say about that. That's all I can say.
Of course they will, but let me just throw one thing out. You know, those two guys being the best players in retired jerseys and all that, no disrespect to my guy, but come on. Is this because my man Jersey is hanging up there? Doesn't mean that he's a clear-cut better player than everybody else that came through here since 2000.
Now, why would they retire his jersey and nobody else's?
I mean, I think part of it is because he was sitting on the bench. You know, Jamie Dixon had nothing else to talk about but his players having 3.0s and 3.5s. He had to do something to sell some tickets, get people a little riled up. Something. He had to give you something to write about in the paper.
You know what? We ought to get Brandon on the line here. And I know he's busy. He's recruiting. I guess he just got a great player for Rutgers, maybe their best player in years. We'll ask Brandon if he thinks tell him about those comments and see if he thinks they're justified.
Of course. He's going to keep it real. You got to think about a LeVan. So, I mean, even since 2000, though, you're talking about LeVan Fields, you know, Kyle Krauser, Trey, you know what I'm saying, Xavier now. It's a lot of guys.
I believe I also had LeVance Fields on my team. So there you go. Thank you for making my argument even better.
Right. I got you. You the man. You know what you forgot, though, Ron, is that when you go against my squad, right, there's a good chance that one of those two guys we can guarantee would not have a good game. Based on what I used to do, based on what I used to do, it was a really good chance that you knew whoever you lined up in front of me was just not going to have a good game.
It's safe to say. How about the other one? How about Ashton Gibbs? How about Ashton Gibbs? Who's going to cover him?
If you put him against me, you might as well put a donut next to him.
Okay, then LeVance—they'll hurt you. You can't guard everybody, Julius. If you could guard everybody, your jersey would be retired at the Pete.
You think so?
I do. You can guard one. You can't guard more.
The thing is, you know, my guy, being that, you know, he was similar to a quarterback, meaning the majority of the time, everything went through him. He was the brains of the operation. They put the right guy in the rafters. At the same time, if you remove any one of those pieces, and when I say anyone, I mean anyone of those pieces that was on that team, the team doesn't do what it did. So I think he would agree with that. But they definitely put the right guy up there for sure. I'm not arguing that.
All right, Joe. We've had our say.
I like this. I like this conversation, and I like it a lot. I made the point the other day that I think Lamar Patterson is the best passer at Pitt in the 2000s, and Julius shot that down, and he said, Brandon.
Absolutely. Brandon is. I mean, when it comes to being a floor general, I don't think since 2000 we can argue that anybody, although I'm not saying that, you know, Kyle Krauser or LeVance isn't good passers. I'm saying in regards to taking care of the basketball and running the show, I don't think there was a guy that you was more confident with than Brandon Knight since 2000.
I would agree with that. I just think that Patterson made passes that I don't think Brandon did. That's what I would say. I would say he saw the floor and made more spectacular passes than Brandon did.
Brandon Knight, that is unbelievable.
Joe,
I got to disagree with that one too, man. I got to disagree with that one.
In the NBA, there's a clip of 10 passes the guy made in the NBA that were unbelievable.
I can show you a clip of 1 year of Brandon at Pitt that can compete with that clip of Lamar. Just 1 year at Pitt.
All the things that go into being a floor leader, yes, Brandon Knight, but strictly a guy who sees the floor and makes great passes, I'm sticking with my opinion.
As wrong as it may be, Joe is going to stick with it.
Well, we can agree that Joe definitely had the last place team, but without a doubt.
Oh, I would agree
with
that.
That's not what the people said. They said you had the last place team. I got 18% of the vote. You got 16. I'll start any team with Sam Young, who was the best clutch scorer of the 2000s, of anybody who played at Pitt. Go look at his numbers from the NCAA tournament. Chevy Troutman, who scored 25 points in the second half at UConn against a great UConn team. I got Lamar distributing. I got Chris Taft, who was as good an athlete as you guys had in the 2000s. And then Wanamaker. Wanamaker could run the point as well. Come on.
Joe, give it up. You give it up. You're not going to win. The people have spoken. You're not going to win, no matter how much you whine.
If the people had any sense, they wouldn't be paying $500-$600 for their fourth grade kids to be playing AAU basketball. I would say that. So I don't trust the people too much.
What do you think of that, Ron? About a week ago, you didn't trust the people either, but now that you've won these Twitter polls by blowouts, you're starting to trust them a little more, huh?
Well, I think they finally came to their senses. That's what I think.
Cookie
and trust the man who's the smartest. You know, it's kind of damning me with praise to say I'm the smartest of this group. I know it's not saying much, but it's true. What do you want me to say?
Julius, is soup a meal?
It's hard to disagree with some of the points that Ron, I think overall Ron had the better draft in regards to strategy, picking two point guards. I think he did pick the best player in the 2000s. But again, that's almost like a loaded statement. To say DeJuan Blair is the best player is true. To make it seem like he's a long shot just better than the Chevy Troutman or Chris Taft, I think is false. So I think you are right by saying he's the best, but to think that these other guys can't compete against him, I think is far-fetched.
Julius, let me ask you something off topic here. Joe, is it okay?
Yeah, I really did want to know if he considered soup to be a meal, but go ahead, Ron.
Well, you can ask him that. That's absolutely a meal. Why wouldn't it be? Let me ask you this, Julius. The Final Four field has been set in normal times, right? They'd be playing the semifinals on Saturday. Who would be your Final Four pick?
For this year?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's tough because I didn't think it was a team that was really a cut better than the rest. I think that this year would have been probably more wide open than any other year, and I felt Virginia was coming along strong. I think they were starting to take form like Virginia teams of the past, and this year not really having any solid like go-to players that I felt like I can just go get a bucket. I think a team like that would have won it this year.
Okay, so who's your Final Four? Who would have made the Final
Four?
You're ducking the question.
Virginia from the ACC, Virginia, I think. Well, I thought North Carolina. I thought Cole Anthony was going to make some noise and actually make a run, and I was hoping for a Kimball Walker type of deal, but they dropped a dud. It's hard for me because I didn't pick Gonzaga. I picked Gonzaga as one of those teams also. This was a year I felt they had a real legitimate shot. Who else did
How about Kansas? They were the best team all year. Would you put them in there?
Who did you say I didn't hear?
Kansas,
you know what, Ron? Every year that Kansas is a contender that I picked them, they lose. So I kind of fell out of love with that pick. For some
How about
odd
Dayton?
Reason, my bias is towards them, and every time I pick them, I have not won any year that I pick Kansas.
How about Dayton?
Dayton, oh, yeah. So Dayton was another one of those teams. So all of those teams that outside shot in regular years, if that's what you want to call it, I had those high this year because I just felt like one of those schools would get it done. So Dayton was up there, Gonzaga, Virginia, only because they started out slow and we didn't think that they would duplicate. I can't remember who my fourth school was, but you got them down so far.
All right, Julius, it's super meal.
I would say yes if it's served with a sandwich. Without a sandwich, I'm going to have to go with no.
Me too. It's not a meal, Ron. It's a cup of soup.
You have yourself a big bowl of onion soup. It's filling, it's delicious, and it's a meal.
Ron, I'm pushing like 230 right now, though. So... You know, that's more like I'm almost mad that that's even an appetizer for me.
Well, if you're pushing right. 230, you're not covering anybody on my team these days.
That is a fact. Are we talking about today at 38? That is a fact. I'm more of a post player these days.
Julius Page is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. All right, Julius, let's finish with a game of either or. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Bobby Hurley or Jalen Rose?
Jalen Rose.
Hot dog or a hamburger?
Hamburger.
Trey McGowan's or Xavier Johnson?
Xavier Johnson.
Better feeling, a dunk or a block?
A dunk.
Assist or a steal?
Steal.
Taking a charge or elbowing a guy in the gut?
Elbowing a guy in the gut.
Cook or Pony?
Ooh, that's tough. Cook or Pony? I gotta go with Pony.
Muller or Starkey?
Julius.
Muller or Starkey? I think I gotta go with Muller.
Oh my God! Does that
hey,
hurt?
Joe. Joe, why do we have Julius on this show? What is the purpose of this?
Now I'm starting to wonder. Are you kidding me?
What is
me?
The purpose of this? Let him go with the afternoon show.
No, but I see, the thing is, I don't like, I wouldn't want to do the show with those guys. I wouldn't want to do the show with you guys.
Boy, that was a nice recovery, Julius.
The contrast of me and you guys worked great. Those guys, you know, they're young. They think they know everything. The older, I'm more of the wise type. I like to talk to the older gentlemen. Y'all can school me a little bit, like how Ron schooled me in the draft. I can learn a thing or two from you. I can't learn from them, those two nerds over there.
Cookie runs the show.
Man, that hurts. I might not get over this one, Julius. I expected that to be. I don't know where to go from there. That one stung.
But that was nice recovery. A real nice recovery for him, though.
I don't play politics well. See, I was supposed to say you guys. I'm on you guys' show, and look at what I do.
Well, we appreciate it. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. I still have more I want to ask you about. First, about the Trey McGowan's transfer, but also some general questions about life, because you're a very wise man. We appreciate you being on.
Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good one.
There he goes, Ron. Julius Page. He just ripped us to shreds at the end of that.
Yeah, but he recovered very nicely by saying that we're a lot wiser than those guys.
That hurt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.